Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the We and Me podcast. This is Erica with you today. We also have a guest with us, Kevin, at One Little Pill from Twitter. What we're going to be doing for this week's episode is story time. I know some of you who follow us have seen us discussing it with Kevin on Twitter, as well as the many of you who have been reaching out, messaging and tagging and emailing, talking about when we're going to be airing this episode, when this was coming out. So here we are with story time. Today, we're going to be reading The Little Engine That Could by Waddy Piper, and it is the complete original edition from the 1930s. So we hope you guys enjoy this, and stay tuned for future episodes of Storytime. We're going to be airing these once a month, and typically it will be the third Sunday of every month that you can look forward to these types of episodes. Okay, so because I understand the impatience of littles and younger parts, we're going to go ahead and jump right in. The Little Engine That Could by Waddy Piper. Thanks, guys. Enjoy. The Little Engine That Could. Chug, chug, chug. Puff, puff, puff. Ding, dong, ding, dong. The little train rumbled over the tracks. She was a happy little train, and she had such a jolly load to carry. Her cars were filled full of good things for boys and girls. There were toy animals, giraffes with long necks, teddy bears with almost no necks at all, and even a baby elephant. Then there were dolls. Dolls with blue eyes and yellow curls. Dolls with brown eyes and brown bobbed heads. And the gayest little toy clown you ever saw. And there were cars full of toy engines. Aeroplanes, tops, jackknives, picture puzzles, books, and every kind of thing boys or girls could want. But that was not all. Some of the cars were filled with all sorts of good things for boys and girls to eat. Big golden oranges, red-cheeked apples, bottles of creamy milk for their breakfasts, fresh spinach for their dinners, peppermint drops and lollipops for after-meal treats. The little train was carrying all these good things to the good little boys and girls on the other side of the mountain. She puffed along happily. Then, all of a sudden, she stopped with a jerk. She simply could not go another inch. She tried and she tried, but her wheels would not turn. What were all those good little boys and girls on the other side of the mountain going to do without the jolly toys to play with and the wholesome food to eat? "Here comes a shiny new engine," said the little clown who had jumped out of the train. "Let us ask him to help us." So all the dolls and toys cried out together, "Please, shiny new engine, do carry our train over the mountain. Our engine has broken down, and the boys and girls on the other side will have no toys to play with and no wholesome food to eat unless you help us." But the shiny new engine snorted. "I pull you? I'm a passenger train. I have just carried a fine big train over the mountain with more cars than you ever dreamed of. My train had sleeping cars with comfortable berths, a dining car where waiters bring whatever hungry people want to eat, and parlor cars in which people sit in soft armchairs and look out of big plate glass windows. I carry the likes of you? Indeed not." And off he steamed to the roundhouse, where engines live when they are not busy. How sad the little train and all the dolls and toys felt. Then the little clown called out, "The passenger train is not the only one in the world. Here is another coming, a fine, big, strong one. Let us ask him to help us." The little toy clown waved his flag, and the big, strong engine came to a stop. "Please, oh please, big engine," cried all the dolls and toys together. "Do pull our train over the mountain. Our engine has broken down, and the good little boys and girls on the other side will have no toys to play with and no wholesome food to eat unless you help us." But the big, strong engine bellowed, "I am a freight engine. I have just pulled a big train loaded with costly machines over the mountain. These machines print books and newspapers for grown-ups to read. I am a very important engine indeed. I won't carry the likes of you." And the freight engine puffed off indignantly to the roundhouse. The little train and all the dolls and toys were very sad. "Cheer up," cried the little toy clown. "The freight engine is not the only one in the world. Here comes another. He looks very old and tired, but our train is so little, perhaps he can help us." So the little toy clown waved his flag, and the dingy, rusty old engine stopped. "Please, kind engine," cried all the dolls and toys together, "do pull our train over the mountain. Our engine has broken down, and the boys and girls on the other side will have no toys to play with and no wholesome food to eat unless you help us." But the rusty old engine sighed. "I am so tired. I must rest my weary wheels. I cannot pull even so little a train as yours over the mountain. I cannot, I cannot, I cannot. And off he rumbled to the round house chugging. I cannot, I cannot, I cannot. Then, indeed, the little train was very, very sad, and the dolls and toys were ready to cry. But the little clown called out, "Here is another engine coming, a little blue engine, a very little one, but perhaps she will help us." The very little engine came, chug, chugging merrily along. When she saw the toy clown's flag, she stopped quickly. "What is the matter, my friends?" she asked kindly. "Oh, little blue engine," cried the dolls and toys, "will you pull us over the mountain? Our engine has broken down, and the good boys and girls on the other side will have no toys to play with and no wholesome food to eat unless you help us. Please, please help us, little blue engine." "I'm not very big," said the little blue engine. "They used me only for switching in the yard. I have never been over the mountain." "But we must go over the mountain before the children awake," said all the dolls and the toys. The very little engine looked up and saw the tears in the dolls' eyes, and she thought of the good little boys and girls on the other side of the mountain who would have no toys and no wholesome food unless she helped. Then she said, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." And she hitched herself to the little train. She tugged and pulled and tugged, and slowly, 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 they started off. The toy clown jumped aboard, and all the dolls and the toy animals began to smile and cheer. Puff, puff, chug, chug, went the little blue engine. "I think I can, I 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 think I can." Up, 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 faster and faster and faster and faster the little engine climbed until at last they reached the top of the mountain. Down in the valley lay the city. "Hurrah, hurrah," cried the gay little clown and all the dolls and toys. "The good little boys and girls in the city will be happy because you helped us, kind little blue engine." And the little blue engine smiled and seemed to say, as she puffed steadily down the mountain, "I thought I could, I 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 thought I could." The end. All right, everyone, that was the little engine that could. Next, we have Kevin, who's going to read you Goodnight Moon.
Goodnight Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. In the great green room, there was a telephone. And a red balloon, and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon, and there were three little bears sitting on chairs, and two little kittens, and a pair of mittens, and a little toy house, and a young mouse, and a comb, and a brush, and a bowl full of mush, and a quiet old lady who was whispering, "Hush. Good night, room. Good night, moon. Good night, cow jumping over the moon. Good night, light in the red balloon. Good night, bears. Good night, chairs. Good night, kittens. Good night, mittens. Good night, clocks and good night, socks. Good night, little house and good night, little mouse. Good night, comb and good night, brush. Good night, nobody. Good night, mush, and good night to the old lady whispering, hush. Good night, stars, good night, air, good night, noises everywhere." The end.
Okay, everyone, that's the end of this week's story time. As I said earlier, you'll be able to pick up these episodes the third Sunday of every month. Thanks for gathering around for this week's story time. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.